Welcome to the Matters of the Heart podcast with me, Bishop Sharon Jones. This podcast is designed to equip, empower, support, and change lives through a whole and healthy relationship with God while dealing with the matters of the heart. I want you to download, subscribe, follow, and share this app with your friends. While you are listening, invite them to join in. It can only be a blessing. I know something is going to be said that will bless you and give you strength for your journey. Now enjoy. Yesterday was Mother's Day, and I thought I would talk to mothers and mother figures, grandmothers and aunts who walk in the shoes of a mother and owns the responsibility of being that mother in some child's life. I want to talk to you about the most powerful resource that each of us have that will benefit our life and the life of the precious child that we love and adore so much. I want to talk to you about prayer. I spoke to a group of women on yesterday, Mother's Day, and the Lord impressed on my heart to talk to them about becoming a woman of prayer. I remember my mother, who was most definitely my example of a praying woman. She would rise up early in the morning and pray. Her favorite words were, "It's another time to pray." I would hear her praying all through the day. She spoke her prayers. She sang her prayers. If she had a problem, she prayed. Didn't know how to handle a situation, she prayed. She taught me to acknowledge God in everything and that He would give me directions. Before we purchased a car, we prayed. Before we purchased our home, we prayed. She taught me that, and I believe that still today I do the same thing. We must become women who praise about everything. I'm going to say that again. We must become women who praise about everything. Well, what is prayer? Prayer is sincere communication to God, our Heavenly Father. Prayer is the opening of the skylight of the soul to the life that is above. Prayer is an activity where we can lay everything before God, the secrets that we cannot share, our heartfelt issues. We share it in prayer before God. The most powerful resource that we have is prayer. And it is practiced by so few. But a praying woman that knows and understands the power of prayer, my God, is willing to get up early in the morning before the sun comes up. Find her a quiet place. Call it her special prayer place where she cries out to God because she knows that He is listening to her cry and He sees the tears of her heart. When I see mothers and daughters today and the way some carry themselves, the direction that the world and its agenda is pulling and pushing them from God, it grieves my heart. The Lord spoke to me in 2015 when I was planning the first Wailing Women's Prayer of our church. And He said to me, "Except you teach your daughters to pray and how to pray, your generation, that's what God spoke to me. He said, your generation will be the last of the prayers. Look around. Look into your own home. What do you see? What do you hear? Do you hear the wailing and the crying of prayer in your home? Are you bowing your knees in prayer in your home? Can your children hear you praying? Can your husband hear you praying for him? Will you not be offended if I call you daughter? But oh, my daughter, hear me today. Prayer is and ever remains our greatest resource. Oh, let me say that again. Prayer is and ever remains Our greatest resource is the greatest asset that anyone can have. A good lawyer in the courtroom is a mighty resource. A doctor in the operating room who knows what he's doing is a mighty resource. A friend in the political arena is an influential resource. A relationship with someone high in the corporate world is a influential resource. But prayer. Did you hear me say prayer? Ever remains prayer. 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 Ever remains our greatest resource. Our greatest resource used by so few. Listen, lawyers will fail you. Doctors will fail you. Friends will fail you. Relationships will fail you. But Jesus never fails. Oh, we are in trouble. But prayer can bring us out. Our children are in trouble, but prayer can bring us out. Our country is in trouble, but prayer can bring us out. This world is in trouble, but prayer can bring us out. Prayer is the most powerful resource that we have. The greatest and most powerful resource that we have, and I say it again, that is practiced by few, is prayer. Prayer is the only source that will get us through. We have become so relaxed in our prayer life. Those that used to get up early in the morning don't do it anymore. Those that once prayed at 12 noon, don't pray no more. Hallelujah. To some, praying is just a formality. But I tell you that prayer for the believer, I'm saying it again, is the most powerful resource that we have. I say it and keep saying it because it's real and it is true. Prayer. True prayer, sincere prayer, prayer from the heart is powerful. Prayer moves heaven. Prayer moves the heart of God. Prayer sets our angels in motion to come and see about us. Ask Daniel. Hallelujah. What is going on in your life? No matter what it is, stop worrying about it and pray about it. Prayer accompanied by faith. The words that you speak to God accompanied by faith. Believing that it can happen. That God can handle that situation. God can do it. That son is not too hard for God. Listen, that daughter. Oh, you're having trouble, but that daughter is not too hard for God. That situation is not too hard for God. God can do a shundo in that situation. Yes, he can. God can do a shundo in your son. God can do a shundo in your daughter. God can do a shundo in you, in your marriage. He can turn it around for the better. That's what shundo means. It means turn it around for the better. We cannot sit because it may not be your problem. Woo! Because it may not be your daughter or your son. It may not be your niece or your nephew or your grandchild and do nothing. We must pray. We must seek the help of God. Death has come into the homes of the ones that we know. Oh, yes. Death is on our streets now. Death is in our neighborhood. But Jeremiah said in Jeremiah 9, call for the mourning women. Tell them, come on, it's time to pray. Call for the cunning women. Those women who know how to get something done. Tell them, come on, it's time to pray. Listen. We must become a woman of prayer. We need God's help. We need God's mercy. We need the pity of our Heavenly Father. He is our only help. Our only hope is in our God. I was sitting, thinking, and praying about our daughters and our sons. They are in trouble. Can't you see it? You can see it. They are in trouble. Sons and daughters across the world are in trouble. The world in which they must grow up in is in trouble. But God gave us the solution. He said, if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, he said, we'll hear from heaven and he'll heal our land. Our land is sick. Sin has defiled our land. Sin has tainted our daughters and our sons. And we need our God to heal our land. Oh, except the women bow their knees again. Except the women cry out to God again. Except the women teach our children to pray and we remember God again, God will forget our children. I know for some of you this is a foreign language that I'm speaking, but I am your foreign language instructor today. I'm translating this language to you so you will understand. When we look at this world, we look at forgotten children standing on the corners, walking the streets, upset and mad, and don't even know why they're angry. Guns in their hands, killing on their minds, the spirit of suicide running rampant in the minds of our children. Good children, that the devil is whispering, kill yourself in their ears. And the sad thing is, some of them are doing it. Oh, God, help us today. My daughters, let's remember God. God has made us a promise that when we call, when we call, when we pray to Him, He will answer. And when we cry, He will say, here I am. God is calling us back to prayer. Did you hear me? God is calling us back to prayer. This is a matter of the heart. This is a matter of my heart. This is a matter and should be a matter of your heart. This is a situation that must be considered urgent. We need faithful women. Committed women, dedicated women who understands the power of prayer and understands that God is moved by prayer to stand up and be counted. Be counted as a woman of prayer that our children can depend on. We want God to remember us. We want God to remember our children. We must remember God. Find your secret closets again and pray. Ask God to have mercy on us. Have mercy on our children. Have mercy on our grandchildren. Ask God to pity us. Have compassion on us. This is what we must do for our children and the children that plays with our children. Find a place all to yourself. Bow on your knees. Sit in a chair. Stand if you want to. You may have never experienced prayer before in your life and you just don't know what to say. It's not hard. Talk to God like you would talk to your best friend. You spill your heart to your best friend. You trust them to keep what you are saying in confidence. They will not be able to help you in every situation, but God can. God is that friend. Woo. He is that friend that can handle anything. Oh, let me say that again. God is that friend that can handle anything. Let me say that again. God is that friend that can handle anything. Pray for yourself and ask God to have mercy on you, and He will. Pray for your family. Pray for your children. We cannot abandon our children and do nothing. We must pray. Come on, shake yourself. Don't ignore what I'm saying. Shake yourself and pray. Prayer is the answer for the world today. Prayer is powerful. Prayer moves heaven on our behalf. God is listening for our voices of prayer. God wants to prove Himself to us that if you try me and pray to me, I'll do it for you. God is trying to let us know that He will not forsake us and that He will not fail us. All we've got to do is pray. Prayer is the answer for the world today. Prayer is powerful. Prayer moves heaven on our behalf. Amen and amen. Thank you for joining the Matters of the Heart podcast on today. I pray something has been said that will encourage and stir your hearts to prayer. We must become women and men of prayer. I address the women because it's Mother's Day, but fathers, you have the same responsibility of prayer for your family. Fathers, you've got to bow your knees. Fathers, you've got to cry out to God. Fathers, you've got to ask God to have mercy on your family. We all must pray. We all must cry out to God. We all must give it to God. Give our children. Give your children to God. My sons and my daughters, my grandchildren, give them to God and watch God work in their life. Amen. Now the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift His countenance upon you and give you peace. I speak sweet peace today, a peace that passes all understanding. Tune in next time when we bring another inspiring and an uplifting word that will equip, empower, support, and change your life. The Lord bless you and the Lord keep you is my prayer.